Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Define death and taxes, or a 7-to-1 payoff. Well, folks, here's the catch to changing our lives for the better. In order to get better, we usually, not always, but usually have to do something different. And our brains are hardwired to like doing same old, because, well, it worked pretty well up till now. I mean, we're still alive, aren't we? So why mess with success? And if old stability brain doesn't stop us and we actually start trying something outside our normal comfort zone, our bodies send up smoke signals. Hey, this is hard. Yowie, don't do this anymore. So we stop. Or our mind starts talking to us like, better not do that. That's too new and different. Let's stop now before something bad happens, like looking funny to other people or dying. And we get scared, and you guessed it, stop. Been there, done that, huh? Anyway, some psychology types figured out that to change, we had to feel that the benefits outweighed the cost at least 2-to-1, preferably 3 or 4-to-1. Now, the no excuses anymore punchline. Some brand new research has just shown that the benefit of running, even really slow jogging, outweighs the cost of the discomfort of moving a little faster by 7-to-1. Yes, yay, you heard me. Specifically, for every hour you run, you live 7 hours longer. Yep, 7-to-1. Now your brain is probably already saying, yeah, but you know, you'll wear out your knees and get disabled and feel miserable every last one of those extra hours, so don't do it. Not true. Actually, some other really cool research found the more people ran over 10 years, the less disability and less pain they had. Yep, less pain, less disability, so you'd actually be able to do the fun stuff in those extra years. But let's say living longer and more fun aren't your cup of tea. Then let me bribe you. Free money. The government will pay you Social Security checks for all the extra time you live. Free money. And unless you're wealthy, you won't even have to pay taxes on it. Now, if more life, less pain, less disability, and free money don't get you putting one foot in front of the other at a slightly faster pace than usual, well, you're probably dead already. And you should ask somebody to turn off your radio or podcaster to be good to the environment. I'm Rich, running fool no more, O'Neill. Thanks for checking in.